Phoenix Audio presents
The High Window by Raymond Chandler. The house was on Dresden Avenue in the Oak Knoll section of Pasadena, a big, solid-looking house with burgundy brick walls, a terracotta tile roof, and a white stone trim. All I knew about the people was that they were a Mrs. Elizabeth Bright Murdoch and family, and that she wanted to hire a nice, clean private detective who wouldn't drop cigar ashes on the floor and never carried more than one gun. And I knew she was the widow of an old coot with whiskers named Jasper Murdoch, who'd made a lot of money helping out the community, and got his photograph in the Pasadena paper every year on his anniversary, with the years of his birth and death underneath, and the legend, "His life was his service." I left my car in the street and walked over a few dozen stumble stones set into the green lawn and rang the bell. After a while, a middle-aged sourpuss in a maid's costume opened the front door about 8 inches and gave me the beady eye. "Philip Marlowe," I said, "calling on Mrs. Murdoch by appointment." "Which Mrs. Murdoch?" she almost screamed at me. "Mrs. Elizabeth Bright Murdoch," I said. "I didn't know there was more than one." "Well, there is," she snapped. I went in. The room beyond was large and square and sunken and cool and had the restful atmosphere of a funeral chapel and something of the same smell. We left it and went along a hallway, and after a while the sourpuss opened a door and motioned me in and went away grinding her teeth. It was a small room looking out on the back garden. It had an ugly red and brown carpet and was furnished as an office. A thin, fragile-looking blondish girl in shell glasses sat behind a desk with a typewriter on a pulled-out leaf at her left. "I'm Miss Davis, Mrs. Murdoch's secretary. She wanted me to ask you for a few references."